The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
How was everybody's weekend? How was yours?
I had so much fun this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mom came into town, and so I took her out to Buckhead, and we went to Del Bar and had some drinks and some really good dinner. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Atlanta. Then we bopped over to the St. Regis, had a great time there, had a very uncomfortable interaction with several people there, which I'll talk about later this week.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And then,
by later in the week, do you mean like in the 8 o'clock hour?
No. I'm teasing for the show this week. I'm trying to do my job. And then the next day, I had bought us tickets to this country concert for these two artists that I really like, and she also is a big fan of too, Thomas Rhett and Tucker Wetmore. And our sister station down the hall at the country station just told me the most devastating news. I'm so upset, and I'll never recover.
I saw it, Abby. I felt for you.
You're going to tell us about that on Wednesday?
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a little tea right now. So one of my favorite artists who has now replaced my love for Schmendley Schmeen is the guy who opened for Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett's like a tenured country artist. I've like been listening to him since college, whereas this guy's like newer on the scene. And I have been listening to his album nonstop. Like anytime I go out for a walk, like his album is on repeat. So I was really excited to see it live. And he's also super hot. The country station had a meet and greet with him, and I saw that they were together on Saturday. And so when I saw them down the hall, I said, oh my God, I'm so jealous. You got to meet him. And then Dallas looks at me and she goes, well, if I had known, honey, you could have come.
Oh,
and
no.
I just looked at her. I was like, don't tell me that.
No.
Which is so sweet. But now I have massive like regret / FOMO / oh my God, we could have gone and like met him.
What could have been?
I saw the video on Insta over the weekend, and they were playing at Top Golf. So he was there, and then Dallas reaches over at one point. He's got his shirt, you know, buttoned down about halfway anyway, and she like rips his shirt open and gives a little nip slip.
What?
and he was a little demure because he was like, he did like a little grab to bring it back, and he was like. Like he was surprised, and I was like, I hope she doesn't get in trouble over that.
Oh, and you could have been his wife.
No, I just wanted to like smell him up close and personal.
No, her husband is in Indiana.
Ah, here. That's right. That's another one.
My expectations are low. Allow my delusions to be high.
How was your weekend?
Great weekend. Just prepping for first day of school today. Got to have brunch with a girlfriend I haven't seen in forever. It was literally like a 2.5-3 hour brunch, so we can download and like just catch each other up on life. And then, yeah, yesterday was just getting Jimmy geared and getting myself mentally prepared for the first day of pre-K.
No. Yeah.
So I'm staying strong. I'm doing my best, because so I'll be gone for an hour during the show today, so I can run over to his new elementary school where he's doing pre-K. We have a new school this year, and last night he got him to bed easy peasy. He was exhausted because he said I had a big day, and I'm like, you did have a big day, Bubba. We played with a lot of people today. We had a big day. And so when I got him to sleep, I took all of his stuffies and I lined them on the stairs. That way he has like a cheering squad when he wakes up this morning and he goes downstairs.
Oh, sweet.
So all of his stuffies are lining the stairs and I have signs that say, woohoo, first day, pre-K, go Jimmy, be brave, be kind, you rock, we love you. So like the stuffies are kind of holding signs as he goes down. So I did that since I'm not going to be there, you know, when he wakes up. But I'm going to, like I said, haul butt over to the elementary school to meet Bart and Jimmy. And because, you know, this week you can walk in with your student. And that way they kind of ease the nerves a little bit. So we're going to walk in with him, take him to his class, get him situated, even though, you know, we did the orientation on Friday. Went great. His teacher, the best sign, y'all, the best sign. So he's got the cutest little pre-K class, met his teacher. And while we were there, student after student came back to see their old teacher.
Aww.
To say hi to her.
Did she start crying?
No, I think she's used to this because apparently she's just an awesome teacher.
Oh, great.
But as I'm watching these like kindergartners and first graders and second graders come back to say hi to her because they love her so much, I'm like, okay, this is a good sign.
Yeah, right?
This is a good teacher because her former students want to come say hi to her on orientation day.
Because I've seen some teachers at for kindergarten where the teachers line up in the same way, but they come back to go, you suck.
They give them the middle finger.
Yeah, you're the worst. And they all line up. So this is a really good sign.
Yes, I think this is a great sign. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to go over there and I make no promises. I'm making zero promises that there won't be tears today.
Oh, you're going to fall. I'm guaranteeing 100%. If I could put odds down on this, isn't there a website now that you can bet on just about anything?
Yes. If you want to bet on whether or not I'm going to cry today, those odds are very much in your favor. And I believe we have Cassie on the line because she's working from home today because her little one starts kindergarten.
Aww. Hey, Cass.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Where Kristen is crying, I am cackling gleefully because I can't wait to get them out of that.
Well, it's a little different when you're living in an RV.
Yeah, I would imagine.
For months and months and months and months and months.
And we kind of went through this like when Hazel started pre-K, but it is a big day, but I think I've bolstered myself for it. I'm just more excited. I think any mom or dad of two littles or more understands like when one's at home, it's impossible to get anything done. So getting your day back and then being able to sit down at dinner, like that's what I'm most excited about is dinner tonight. Family dinner where we can talk about our days. It's not going to be like it is in the movies, but in my head it is. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. I mean, Cassie's pretty strong when it comes to not crying about things. So I'm sure she'll be fine today. Biggest crier I've ever seen in my life. It is one of those bittersweet days, man. And at least in my experience, I've said this before that, you know, you get so worked up at it. Over the whole thing as a parent. And then when they just walk in and they give you like that little goodbye hand wave, like, or they don't acknowledge you at all and they just walk in and you do realize the pressure of this day is 90% on the parents.
So that'll be Independence Day. So I got confused because, you know, I'm signed up for the email blast. I'm signed up for the text messages. I downloaded the apps I needed to. There's like a bevy of ways to communicate these days thanks to technology. But so you can walk them to class Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? If you want to help them adjust. But on Friday, I got the email blast. Friday.
You drop them off about a mile from school.
It's Independence Day for the elementary school where they must be independent and they go in and they do it by themselves.
That's a great way to do it. That's an awesome way to do it.
So they're all wearing, and it's already our first theme day when it comes to clothing. They're like, wear red, white, and blue for Independence Day for when they walk in the class by themselves. And I'm like, and so it begins.
Well, all you guys going through the same thing this morning.
Yes.
Good luck. It's going to be an emotional one for sure. You guys will get through it. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to come home and they're going to tell you it was the greatest day of their life. And you're going to go, see, I had nothing to worry about whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then you will cry two or three times today.
Yeah.
I assure you. All right.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know how we're going to get through the first e-buzz with the kind of grief that I know everyone is experiencing this morning. We followed them through bad choices, good outfits, through men who left, and men who wished we would leave faster. through nights that promised the world and mornings that only gave us hangovers. And now the cosmos are empty. The closet doors are shut. The city is quiet. And we have to say goodbye to Sex and the City because it is ending after season three. It's season three, right?
And Just Like That. Yes, season three of And Just Like That is going to be the final season.
I've seen some. Maybe you sent this video to me this week that maybe we're going to play later on about a guy going, hey, shows don't have to be good for you to miss them.
Yes.
I don't get that.
I totally get it. This is my hate watch. Listen, I've been a Sex and the City fan from the very beginning. Does it stand the test of time? Not really. You kind of want to like reach through the television screen and like shake Carrie Bradshaw. Like, what are you doing?
There is like this phenomenon that people on the internet say, like, you have to watch Sex and the City before you're 25. And then when your frontal lobe develops, you need to rewatch it again. And then you will see everything through a completely different lens.
Yeah, it can be very infuriating. But we did the OG series. And like we did the movies and now we have And Just Like That. And I'm like, man, this is bad. But I got sucked back in to the Sex and the City world watching And Just Like That. Was it ridiculous? Yes. Was it like pointless at times? Yes. Were you shaking your head and like, what's really going on here? Yes. But you still watched it because you have this connection with these characters.
Was it the same ridiculousness they did in the first time that they were around with Sex and the City? It just doesn't print later on in life? Or were the storylines just...
No, it was just... Well, do you have the clip that you want to play of the dude, or are you saving that for later?
Nope, I got that for you. So if you want to play it now, this guy goes off on a tangent about... Yeah, the shows don't have to be good.
Yeah, so like what they did is what Michael Patrick did and Sarah Jessica Parker is they decided that this is going to be the last season, but they didn't want to tell everybody out the gate because they didn't want people to watch like with a sad eye. They wanted them to enjoy the season. And then they're telling us like here towards the end, there's only like a handful. The last episode, they're doing a 2-part finale. The last episode is August 14th. That's how invested I am in this. And it's one of those things where like, is it good? No, but it makes you happy. Mm. Like even bad things can make you happy.
This is all your fault.
You have to forgive me.
Somehow And Just Like That got dragged into a conversation about a show needing to be good in order to be watchable. And listen, was it Wackadoodle?
Yeah.
But it was our Wackadoodle show.
I love it. It's my thing. Let it go.
And do you know how many bad shows are allowed to stay on the air for years? And no shade to those bad shows. Because we need them. Did we ever expect And Just Like That, or even Sex and the City for that matter, to be up to the quality of a show like Severance?
No.
Or like Game of Thrones?
No.
Or even The Sopranos?
No.
No! We don't watch it because we think it's prestige television. We watch it because we like to judge Carrie Bradshaw.
Why judge?
We all judge. That's our hobby. Some people do arts and crafts. We judge.
We need to see her make mistake after mistake in order to feel better about our own lives. Her fantasy world is the therapy I can't afford. And frankly, we need to live in their fantasy world right now, because I don't know if you've noticed, but the rest of the world right now kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So while...
You broke us!
You can just go back to watching Young Sheldon or whatever, because when it comes to And Just Like That, we all know...
You just don't get it.
And you never did.
Ooh.
No, it's fun anymore. Whatever happened to fun?
All right, so that's Hallin Scott on Instagram. And he nailed it. Like, no, is it quality television? But it does fill a need in us to be able to watch something vapid and make you feel better.
I think the last time I felt that way about a show was Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And I couldn't make it through the entire season. I hated it. I hated every second I was watching. And yet I loved it also. But at some point I'm like, I just can't let this into my heart anymore. And gave it up after the first season.
Well, the difference is that's a new show and new characters.
Yeah,
we have nostalgia here. We've been connected to these characters for, God bless, almost 30 years, it feels like.
So this is more of a connection to Happy Gilmore 2 then?
It's similar yet different, oddly. But yes, it is. It's similar. But with this, again, like you wanted to reach through the screen and shake these characters and just be like... this is so fantastical. This is so ridiculous. And then, you know, the opulence, like Carrie Bradshaw's new townhouse that she's living in, which is gorgeous. And then the outfits and the shoes. And you're just kind of like, it is. It's this fantasy world that you can escape into. And now you no longer have that escape.
Okay.
Yeah, they made the characters a bunch of bumbling idiots, which I don't think was enjoyable for people to watch. Because 27 years ago, it was way more, even if they like weren't intelligent characters, it still felt like they're making decisions that feel right for them.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So if you're on social media and you're creating on social media, so I'm not exactly sure how many of you guys this is going to apply to, but the algorithm changes so much and the content changes so much, you don't know what is going to get you banned and what is not going to get you banned. Amber here, our producer, did you get banned or got a warning?
Both, actually, because the bannings don't always last. It sounds banned, it sounds forever, but sometimes it's like, oh, for 7 days, you can't do this, you know?
It's like the principal telling you this goes on your permanent record when you're in the first grade, and then you realize, hey, wait a second, there is no permanent record.
Well, I will tell you this, each banning technically is a warning, because it did tell me if I have the same problems that they could eventually suspend my entire account. So we're talking about TikTok today, and I've got like over 80,000 followers there, and I enjoy doing live, you know, live platforms. And my favorite live back in the day was Periscope, so when that left, I had to figure it out, and TikTok became the next best thing. So I got banned for several things. I'm going to give you guys some things that I could have been banned for, and things I was actually banned for, and I want you guys to guess which one I was actually banned for.
Okay.
All right.
And again, for those that don't know, your account is about what?
My TikTok account, Amber Smiles Jones, it is just literally just for fun. I enjoy making funny little bits, challenges, lip syncs, all kinds of stuff. I'm not in a box. I do whatever I want.
So this is not the paranormal stuff?
No, that's okay. A separate TikTok.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So here's one here. I got banned for overuse of the word moist.
Oh.
TikTok determined the audience had suffered enough. Was I banned for that or not?
You can't get banned for that.
I'm going to say no ban. I'm going to say you got banned because people love to report people for things that they're passionate about. And for some reason, people hate the word moist.
So wait, if somebody just reports moist? If somebody just reports moist?
It's like a 1920s paperboy.
If somebody reports that you've been using the word moist too much, they can actually shut you down just because one person doesn't like the word moist?
They give you the option to report something, and you have options of what you can choose from, and they'll just make it up. Harassment. They'll just...
Oh my God.
And because TikTok is kind of, I feel like it's ran by algorithms or something, they don't always work when you appeal them either, which is kind of...
Okay, just as a sidebar here, I think you did just stumble on one of those tongue twisters.
I did.
Yeah, try it 5 times.
Report moist?
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
Try 5 times. Okay. It's like saying toy boat. You can't do it.
Yeah,
five
toy
times.
Boat? Report moist.
A stroke on one side of your face there, but okay.
All right, I say no ban. Abby says ban. What do you say?
I say no ban.
All right, so this was a fake one. Okay. I wasn't banned for this one. All right, here's another one. I was coloring in a coloring book, and they banned me for sharing copyright content.
That I'll say yeah to.
That sounds pretty accurate. I'll go, you got banned.
I'm going to say no ban.
I wasn't banned.
Okay.
That actually never happened.
Literally.
But I'm starting to think it probably could.
Yeah.
All right. I was banned once for eating a sandwich, and they claimed it was pornography.
I'm going to say no ban.
I'm going to say you got a little freaky eating the sandwich. And I'm going to say they thought it was like a little food PR in situation.
Little
so
food
yeah.
corn.
Yeah. I'm going to say this one's just bizarre enough to be true. I'm going to go true on this.
I got banned for eating a sandwich. And the thing is, I wasn't eating it in a sexy way. I was literally making it, discussing what I wanted, just eating it. That was it. Nothing happened.
So you made a sandwich.
Ate it. And then got banned for pornography.
Right, that's how you know you're sexy. You're just making a sandwich and somebody's like, oh my God, that is too sexy.
It's like, what'd that mouth do? Get you banned.
Not a bad problem to have, man.
All right, and our next one is, I tried to hold a seance to talk to my dead cat.
I've no ban. No.
It does sound like something you would do, though. So I feel like it has to be real.
This does sound legit.
All right, it's not a ban that I actually didn't do it, but I actually might. I like the idea. I want to talk to Samantha. All right, I roasted someone bullying someone else and got banned for harassment.
Yes.
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 I didn't do that, but it is possible.
Okay.
Trick one. Trick one. All right, now this one is interesting here. I was taking off a sweatshirt and my boob popped out and I was banned for nudity.
How does a... Oh, if he pulls the shirt up with it when you're taking it off. I'm going to say no.
I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of that. So I feel like it's fake. No.
I'll say no.
If you have large boobies, you understand this feeling. It didn't get me banned, but this did happen on a video that I made, which is the reason why I got 80,000 followers. I had to put like a black bar over my boob.
Really?
Yeah, it was a challenge where you pulled to take off your t-shirt with your leg. I mean, your hoodie with your leg, and it did not work very well for me.
I remember that trend.
Last one. I shared a story about when I was bullied as a child and I got banned for harassment.
You shared a story about yourself, mm-hmm. about how you were bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes to this, but I'm just doing math on it because you've had a whole list and you've only been banned once. So I'm going to say yes.
And that does scream to me like if the bully is feeling guilty about their behavior, I can see them like, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Clean sweep.
This actually did happen. And yes, I was banned for sharing a bullying story. They said it was harassment.
Yeah, you just don't know, man. You just don't know anymore. All right.
The Bert Show.
All right. Before we get to our regularly scheduled program, if this text message doesn't sum up parenthood, I don't know what does. All right. I'm going to be leaving here soon to go walk my kid into school for his first day of pre-K. My mama heart is heavy. It's light and heavy. It's bittersweet. It's all the things. It's all the emotions. It's all the feels. So last night, I put my son to bed and I line up our staircase, right? His room's at the top of the stairs. I line up the staircase all the way down the stairs with his stuffies and signs that says, woohoo, first day, pre-K, go Jimmy, be brave, you rock, be kind, we love you. So I'm looking at my handiwork last night and I'm like, yeah, mama, you did that. This is an idea I've had for a while. And I'm like, you did that. My husband sends a text. He woke up at 6:18 on his own. Not in a great mood yet, though. Was not a fan of his stuffies being on the stairs.
No.
No.
Took him out of the routine. Like, were they all on shelves and stuff like that? Is how he normally sees them?
Well, they weren't on, like, well, some of them are, like, yeah, in his room, but I snuck them out. He didn't know. And then others are in, like, this, like, giant basket in his playroom or whatever. And he never plays with these stuffies, y'all. Like, the top tier stuffies are in the bed with him, all right? He sleeps with Horsey, he sleeps with Hammerhead, he sleeps with Brontosaurus, and he sleeps with Baby Turtle. Those are the four, right? The core four are in his bed with him. Everybody else is pretty much chopped liver.
They're side characters.
So I line them up, and I put the size. I'm like, oh, he's going to think this is so cute. Yeah. From Bart was not, in all caps, a fan of his stuffies being on the stairs. And I was like, well, please try to get a photo of him with his sign, because I made a sign that says first day pre-K like I do every single year. If not, we can do it after school, because we've 1,000% done that. And he was like, I got video.
Fantastic. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
There you go. Even as a parent. Speaking of parenting here. Okay, so a lot of you guys are feeling it today, the same way Kristen is, the same way Cassie is. You know, watching your kids going to school for the first time doesn't even necessarily have to be the first time, right? But there's a bit of like, it's a loss, right? It's a loss, but it's also a gain for sure. Because your kid is going to school for the first time. They are growing up, and that's the bad thing. Also, they're growing up. Our little babies are growing up. And they walk into school. Maybe they turn around and acknowledge you. Maybe they don't. It's all so bittersweet. But there are some that will get over that bittersweetness, and they will be so happy when they get home because it is so quiet. Mm-hmm. And they get to do things around the house without hearing, Ma! 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 Instead of coming up to you and going, hi, Mom. So some of you guys are going to be really happy, right? There is a bittersweet kind of thing to the day today. So we are giving you the opportunity to vent today.
Yeah, no, some people, there is no bittersweet. It's just straight up excitement, celebration, yeah. Rejoicing. Kids are out of the house, back into school. We are doing, I read somewhere, and somebody posted something of somebody dancing and being like, I finally get to share custody with my kids with school again. So if you are a parent that is rejoicing, it takes all kinds of parents, and if you have multiples, I can guarantee you are going to be rejoicing if your kids are going back to school today. So we have the parent vent line has turned into the parent rejoice line. So if you are ecstatic, if you want to sing the song of freedom and you are just beside yourself that you're going to have some free time to yourself, call up our parent rejoice line, 404-954-1360.
You can leave a message there.
Yep.
And we can alter it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't sound great, it's okay. We'll edit it. But just get it out. Just get it out. 404-954-1360.
Share your joy with the world that your kids are out of your hair and going back to school, and now they are the teacher's problem.
And then we will start playing them tomorrow morning. So don't even mention your kid's name, probably.
No.
You don't want to do all that and call them out, right?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah.
Enjoy. 404-954-1360.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie. So you got yourself this lady here, and you're wondering if you're too competitive?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Which really means, like, I know that I'm too competitive.
I know I'm a competitive person. I've always been a competitive person, so much so that my friends do not want to do an escape room with me ever again because I take it serious. Like, we did it for my birthday once, and I acted like if it was, like, do or die that we really had to get out this room. You would have thought we were really trapped. And, like, Katie, you took the fun out of it because I was too competitive. So I've tried to listen to that feedback and dial it back and not be as competitive. And remember that it's just all fun. Yay. So my girlfriend was in town for a couple of weeks and she had her daughter with her. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to entertain a 12-year-old? She's on summer vacation and get her off the iPad. What is the best thing? So we decided to go to this VR place. It's called Sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there you can pick like different types of games and you're immersed in this VR world. You have the vest. You feel like you're actually in the game. And her daughter was like, I know which one I want to do. I have to do the Squid Game one.
And again, how old is her daughter?
12.
Okay.
Like
it's a very sensitive time in a girl's life. things can pivot quickly.
And for people who may not be familiar with Squid Game on Netflix, that's pretty intense.
For a 12-year-old.
Like over here thinking like,
yeah, it's like, how do I explain the show? If you haven't seen the show, it's basically like a fight to the death. Only one person can survive all these different games.
It's a game show. And if you lose the round, then then you die.
Yeah. Right. Or how many squids are involved? That's my question as someone who's never seen the show.
There are no squids.
None at all. It's humans.
Disappointing.
So she really loves the show. And she's like, we're going to play this and it's going to be great. And she's talking about it the night before. She is so excited. She's like, this is going to be great. I'm going to have a great time. I'm pushing people. I'm like, why are you? No, you're not supposed to push people. And it's just going to be us three playing. She's like, it's okay. I'm going fighting to the death for this. And I'm like, you want to fight to the death for this?
Come on now.
Okay, so I'm like, if she thinks that she can beat us at this game, I'm going to have to prove her wrong here. So in this game, for the virtual one, you have the option to work as a team or you can work on your own. And they gave us like 10 different challenges that you have to complete. And one of the challenges is like stepping on a square. There's different shapes and you have to figure out which one is the one to stand on and all the others will fall. Mm-hmm. And it'll simulate like you're falling down. So I had the option to do this as a family and we all, you know, do points.
Uh-huh.
Or take that little girl down. And my goal was to take her down.
It's alpha doggy time. It's alpha doggy
time. So we started off nice. Red light, green light was like the first game. And I'm like, okay, this is easy. You have to get the coin. And you have to get the coin, put the coins in the bucket. And you get points for that. And red light, green light, if you stop on, move on red, you're eliminated. That starts off fine. But then it gets to the shapes. And they say, they're like, tell your partner which square is going to go down. Or keep it to yourself and you get more points. And so I see it and I know what shape is going down. And they're yelling stuff because I can see them. And I went over and she was on my square and wasn't going down.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I pushed her over trying.
Hey, this is America, man.
It was getting to a close game because each round it would show the points.
Hey, she was like, she's 12.
She was 10 points ahead of me. I couldn't lose.
I get it, man.
I pushed her and she fell down and I won by 10 points. I had to prove something.
No, we got to know. So you did that. I'm not even concerned what she did, but what did her mother say to you?
She didn't really know what to say. She was just like, Katie,
I don't know whether to be proud of you or to break up with you.
I'm like, she had to go down.
I'm going to bring this back up later on in the show because this is always a great topic. Like, do you allow your kids to win if they are younger or do they have to earn their win at all costs?
It's building character.
This isn't about letting. It's not like they were playing chutes and ladders.
Doesn't matter.
She pushed her.
Doesn't matter.
It was to all, her death.
It was all about the win.
What is wrong with you?
The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.